I do not see anything but beauty. The Zarya massacre is also a thing of beauty. Before Sheikh Zakzaki was converting people in the millions to Shiaism, and now, inshallah, he will convert them in the billions.
Inshallah.
With that, I would like to respectfully invite Maulana Sheikh Abdullah Ubaid to share some light on this genocide that is occurring.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
In the name of Allah, most merciful, most compassionate, we gather in a better weather as Canadians that follow the freedom of human rights. We are Canadians, and you can see that our children came out from Toronto, from Montreal, and from Ottawa to say no to such a genocide, to say no to captivating Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki by the army of Nigeria. Well, this is condemned by all means of the human rights, killing more than 1,000 people, killing the wife of Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki and his 6 children by Boko Haram. Boko Haram is a terrorist group, and all means of United Nations labeled Boko Haram as a terrorism. And nowadays, the Prime Minister Bukhari used his army to kill more than 1,000 people at one day. Demolish Husayniyat Baqiyatullah, which is a place of worship. What the Nigerian army did is very shameful. What the Nigerian army did is what the terrorism is doing, is what Boko Haram did. And Boko Haram and Qaeda and ISIS are the same. They all drive by kingdom of darkness. I would like, by all means, to condemn this. And we're going to keep on our stand for freedom of Sheikh Zakzaki. We don't know what happened that day, but we can see the pictures. What kind of violation of human rights? Yes, everybody stood up against terrorism in Paris, and we condemn that. A handful of people died, but the whole world say we are France, we are Paris. But because it's in Africa, because of race, because of color, because of religion, because of Shia, this is why they captivate Zakzaki, and nobody's saying anything.
Free Zakzaki!
Free Zakzaki!
Long live Zakzaki!
Long live Zakzaki! What the brothers was doing, I want to just make the commissioner listen. They were on the dome of the Baqiyatullah Husayniya Islamic Center. They're putting the flag of Imam Rida on the top of that place. And they were shot savagely in the heads. After that, the army surrounded, and they were under siege. More than a thousand women were surrounded and killed and massacred savagely. Ladies, children, and nobody in this world say anything. I want to ask.
Shame!
Because Nigeria is a poor country, or because those people are from Africa, or those people are Shias or Muslims. Where is the human rights? Where is freedom of people? A alim, a scholar, a religious scholar, by all means of United Nations, he should be protected. Till now they lie. The generals, yes, in Nigeria, liars. They said he's okay and he's under protection. We want him to come and say a speech. At least we want to know, is he alive or he's dead? Few days ago, before that happened, even 6 of his children was killed and massacred by Boko Haram. All what's going on is plot against this man. A man of education. He was studying accounting, and he knew the right Islam, and he knew the right belief, and he was a free man to say his speech. This is why we are standing for a freedom fighter. This is why we are standing for a leader of the world. If Luther King and Malcolm X was freedom fighters, well, Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki is a great freedom fighter.
Yes!
Long live Zakzaki!
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 We want the commissioner to ask the Prime Minister Bukhari
What happened to Sheikh Zakzaki? By the name of the Canadian people, by the name of the Muslims in Canada, by the name of Shias of Canada, what happened to Sheikh Zakzaki? We would like to know. And if the commissioner are a free man, and he's a free man, I believe, he should come out and tell us what happened that day. Why Sheikh Zakzaki till now is not, he didn't say anything. Where is Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki? From all our hearts, as free people, we want to know what is his, what the court say about Sheikh Zakzaki. What did they say about him? There is no charge, brothers and sisters. There is nothing. Just because he was trying to give a speech peacefully. Did people of Zaria had weapons? No. Did they have anything against the government? No. If somebody trying to kill and massacre the general of army, does he have weapon? He should be. But Sheikh Zakzaki didn't have a weapon. He had an amama like mine. He had an abaa like mine. And he was giving a speech of peace, equality and freedom. He was uniting Sunnis and Shias. He was saying that you are our brothers. But we know why they did that to Sheikh Zakzaki. We know who's behind that. Even Prime Minister Bukhari is paid to do that. And we know who's behind it. But they're not going to last for long because Sheikh Zakzaki is going to be free. Free, free Sheikh Zakzaki!
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 Long live Sheikh Zakzaki!
Long live Sheikh Zakzaki!
If Sheikh Zakzaki is alive, and they want to say it, we want to know. If he is dead, we want to know. We want to know the real. What is the issue with Sheikh Zakzaki? Why they keep him?
Yes.
Let him free to build again the Husayniyah of Baqiyatullah, to build again the Shi'i community of Nigeria, to build again the free humans of Nigeria. This is what we are demanding. And we demand from the commissioner to give them freedom. We believe he's going to be out of office. Who? Bukhari, Prime Minister. But we know that Shias and Muslims and free people of Nigeria is going to fight this army, cleansing and killing. This is terrorism. This is not a general of army. I don't know why we are silenced. I don't know why our government in Canada doesn't say anything. This is against human rights. This is against Canadian values. So this is why we are here. We stand up as Canadians. We're going to keep on fighting till Sheikh Zakzaki free. By all means of diplomatic fights, by all means of fights in our parliament to talk about this, Sheikh Zakzaki should be free, and we believe that. And in the end, I would like to thank the brothers and sisters from Ottawa, from Montreal, from Toronto that came in this better weather. And if you can see, Mr. Commissioner, the children were speaking today. They were telling me what's happening in Nigeria, why Sheikh Zakzaki is in captivity, and why they demolish our Imam Barga, our Husayniyah of Baqiyatullah? Because they believe in the same religion. They didn't do nothing. So by all means, we're going to shout and we're going to continue our stand. Free, free Sheikh Zakzaki!
Free, free Sheikh Zakzaki!
Free, free Sheikh Zakzaki!
Free, free Sheikh Zakzaki!
Long live Sheikh Zakzaki!
Long live Sheikh Zakzaki!
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes.